Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. Have you ever felt so hard-pressed that you don't know what to pray? In today's message, Pastor Joel explains the power of God that's working on our behalf as he continues the teaching series, Prayer, Petitions, and Conditions.
Last week, we had talked about prayers and petitions to God and what that entails. We've talked about that for 2 weeks now. Petitioning God, the ingredient and that God wants us to understand that there is a very, very vital ingredient that goes along with praying and petitions, and that's doing what God desires. It's that old obedience thing. That's a very, very vital ingredient, being obedient to God, okay? You know, it says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. You know, those rams had some fat on them. And it's better to be obedient to God than anything else we could ever bring forth. Any apologies, any buts, any excuses. God wants obedience. That's very important to God, okay? So we need to keep that in mind. Being obedient. Now, as we've been discussing in the past 2 weeks, praying and petitioning God is what? Speaking to God, right? Praying to God is speaking to God. It means that you have a dialogue with God. It means that you are conversing with God. That's what having a relationship is all about, communicating with the person you love. Huh? When you love someone and you're in a relationship with someone, you communicate with that someone, don't you? You'll call on that person before anybody else. You tell that person your deepest, darkest woes and secrets and concerns. You know why? Because you have a deep, loving relationship with that person. And don't we do that with people? Don't we love them? We just love us some folks, even if they don't love us back. Some of us love them and they lust us and we love them. We think they love us and they got lust for us, but we got love for them. Ain't you glad that you can serve the Creator who really, really does love you? Come on now, right? Who really loves you, okay? That's about the relationship. Think of it this way. The people whom you talk to the most, the people are people whom you spend the most time with. The people that you talk to the most, you spend the most time with them, isn't that right? I mean, normally, you talk to people like your family, your close friends, relatives, people you grew up with. So I've known him for years. You know, we're close and we talk all the time. You develop a relationship through the years, haven't you? Yeah. You know that person. You know their cousins. Well, that's what it's like. You share a common bond, a connection, right? You have an affiliation with these people through the years whereby you've come into each other's presence and company, and you keep company with that person. I know some people in this congregation, mothers and daughters, and they seem like friends because they're so close. When I see them, they don't even seem like mother and daughter. They have this bond, right? This relationship, okay? So you share your thoughts with that person, right? You converse with that person, right? And I understand, too, that there are certain circumstances which may cause you to be in daily company with people who you don't converse with, who you don't have that closeness to. There may be little or no dialogue in certain situations. If you're in jail or prison, you see these people daily, too, don't you? But you just may not have that bond, right? Right? Or even at your workplace. Some people, you share the same office space. You meet at the water cooler, but you don't really have that connection. And you've seen them for years because you work together, right? So you see what I mean? There is a difference, okay? Because you don't have much in common with that person. But the people you're close to, then you have a very close relationship with that person, and so you dialogue. You talk to them before you talk to anybody else. Well, that's what praying is about. Praying is about having an ongoing dialogue with God, an ongoing relationship, being in daily communication with God, being in daily association with God, consistent application to God, everything we do pointing to God, a consistent focus on God. That's what he wants from us. Okay? And when you have that relationship with God, guess what? You're going to line up with God. Because I don't know about you, but God is contagious. If you catch Jesus, you haven't caught it. If you really get you a dose of Jesus, it's on you. Try to get it off. You can't. Ain't no getting away from Jesus. The Bible talks about that. When you are really, really, really saved, you can't get out of that thing. Not really, not if you're really a really saved, born again believer in Christ. You're in it all the way. Because you know what? The Lord has destined this for you before the foundation of the world, right? He's destined it for you. And the Bible talks about that. So it's this application that certainly if we do this in the world, we should have this same dynamic with God. If we do this with people where we're tied to that person and we have to talk to that person even before you go to bed at night, you know, and you call, and I know some of you are really, really close, and you talk to each other each night. You tuck each other in on the phone. And that's the love of Christ, right? That's wonderful. But that's how it should always be with the Lord. We should always be reaching out to see what the Lord says and bring our cares and considerations to the Lord. Because after all, he's the God of creation. He's the first and the last. We just got through singing about that today. When we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah. You are Alpha, you are Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. He knows our every thought. So we want to bring that to God. And that's why the Bible, the inerrant word of God, tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We need to be speaking and listening to the Lord daily. I shouldn't even have to tell you why. Just watch the bad news for 5 minutes, and you'll know why. We need to be speaking to the Lord and listening daily. So I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to a couple of texts, okay, of Scripture. I want her to take us to Isaiah and also then go to Romans. Isaiah 65:24, and then go to Romans 8:26, please, Pastor. And read those for us.
It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Mm-hmm. And while they are still speaking, I will hear.
Romans 8:26, please.
Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for mm-hmm. as we ought. But the Spirit himself speaks intercessions for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered.
All right, thank you. So in this particular case, we want to be in a consistent state of prayerful assembly to God, is what I'm trying to say. The Word of God is telling us that the Holy Spirit is right there for us. He's available to hear what we have to say. Okay, we have to know that. Not only is the Lord ready and available to hear our concerns, but he's also working ahead of our concerns. Did you know that? He's also a step ahead of what you're going to ask already. Okay, he's already interpreting what we're going to say. He says, before you call, I'll answer. And while you are still speaking, I will hear. Okay? Do you see that? And even in Romans 8:26, it says that when we don't even know what to pray, we don't know what to pray or what we should pray or as we ought to pray, okay, that the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us. That's how good God is. That's why we need to be communicating with God all the time. That's why we need to be drawing close to him, because even if you say the wrong thing, even if you make a mistake and you leave somebody out, the Lord already knows what you mean. He already knows where your heart is. He already knows what that person needs. And yes, I said last week that it's good when we write all our prayers down and we get together and we lay on our face and we pray and we pray and we pray. But if by chance you're on the road and an emergency happens, you've got to know that it's you and Jesus. You've got to know that he's with you at all time. You've got to know that he hears your cries before you even speak them. He already hears your cries. He already knows what you need. Even if you don't voice it, articulate it as you would like, the Holy Spirit is right there for you. And this is powerful stuff here. We can't take this for granted. We need to comb through this and see what the scripture says. The Holy Spirit himself intercedes on our behalf with groanings, the Bible says, which cannot even be uttered. Can you see the Holy Spirit? You trying to get it together. You all messed up. And you over there trying to pray for something you want because the man left you or the woman left you or people are not treating you right. And you all broke down, broken, messed up. And you said, oh, but Jesus, I just don't. And the Lord is saying, oh, Lord, this is what they need. This is what she's really trying to say. This is what she's saying. It's just going out for you. See, it takes some of the work off you. See, you got somebody that's groaning for you, that's pushing for you, that's pulling for you, that's putting those prayer requests as it is in heaven right here on earth. That's the Holy Spirit. That's how he works. Takes the work out of it for you. See? We don't think about that sometimes. That he pleads your case for you already. Father, they didn't mean this. Let me tell you what he meant, you know. And you got the Holy Spirit working on your behalf. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, saints. Before you call, I'll answer. While you're still speaking, it's already done. It's already gone out. We're already working on it. All you got to do is believe and have faith and walk in that thing. Now walk in it. Get up and walk in. Don't even think about what you saw. Think about what I said. Think about my word. That's why we have to get in this word and know this word. That's the word that fuels us, okay? And it's true. This is not a fairy tale. This is true. So it says, before we even call, he's already answered. Who does that but Jesus? Come on now. Come on. Before you even ask for it, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but our wonderful counselor can do that. You all messed up. Praying about your situation. About your family situation. Come on now. Families will run you down. About the world situation. Come on now. The world. Now you're really taking on something that you can handle. Your dog ran away. Come on now. People sick, dying all around. Every time you turn around, somebody else sick. Somebody else dying. You feel so beat down. So low down. So run down. And God said, I'm going to pick you up. I've already seen this. I know the end from the beginning. I know exactly what's going to happen. Nothing happening that I don't have my hand in. I'm not caught off guard. You're caught off guard. Now stand yourself up and let me do the praying with you and through you and for you. That's what this scripture is saying. That's what it's saying. Jesus is already hearing. He's already interpreting what you mean. He already knows what you need. What you need to say. He knows your situation. He knows you. You see, his eyes are on the righteous. And his ears are open to our cries. That's what the word says. And if we believe that, we have to believe in these scriptures. And that's why he put these two in front of me right there. These two scriptures right here he put in front of me. And put them together. And it makes so much sense when I read it, okay? Now let's do this. Let's go to Daniel. We're going to go to Daniel one more time. It's a lot in Daniel, but we're just going to pot shot. We're going to go to Daniel 10. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to read Daniel 10 verses 8. To 13, please.
Daniel 10, verses 8 to 13 says, "Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, mm-hmm. and no strength remained in me, mm-hmm. for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Mm-hmm. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, 'O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you.' While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling." Mm. "Then he said to me, 'Do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, mm-hmm. your words were heard, mm-hmm. and I have come because of your words."
Did you hear that? Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
"But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia."
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor. All right. Now we see the importance. This is, of course, Daniel. And this is Daniel who had been praying. And Daniel's prayer, to his knowledge, had not been answered. Right? And so we see the importance in this scripture of consistency in prayer and having a relational bond with God. Do you see that? Do you see how you can become all messed up? All messed up. It says Daniel was awakened in verse 12, and the angel said, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard." Do you see that? What is that? Prayer, petition, and this is the condition. You see what I mean? The condition is that you humbled yourself before God. You set your heart to understand. If he set his heart to understand, then he set his mind to understand. Heart, soul, mind, on with one accord, that you're going to humble yourself and believe on the Lord. And guess what? Your prayers are heard. Not just because you just believe, but when you believe in faith in the Lord and you have set your mind to work on God's behalf, guess what? You're going to follow the Lord. You're going to do the things that the Holy Spirit tells you to do. See, ain't no such thing as going part the way. When you do one thing and it connects to the other thing, it builds you up to walk stronger in it. When you line yourself up with what God wants you to do and you commit it to your heart and your mind, as a man thinketh, so he is. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established, as it says in Proverbs 16:3. Then you are now connected with God. We talked about that. And this, the angel woke Daniel up to say, "Don't you worry about a thing. As soon as you committed to God, baby, your prayers were answered. I've just been battling, but your prayers are answered. the Prince of Persia is coming against me, but Michael and me and some other angels are working on your behalf. We are working to get things straight in your life. We are working to bring your children back in. We are working to heal you of cancer. The Lord just let you have cancer so that you could come through it, because some other people need to see you and come through that. So we are working on your behalf. The devil's trying to stop us. We got a whole bunch of powerful warrior angels to walk in this thing. Do you see that? It's all in that scripture. All of that is in your scripture, but you got to see it with spiritual eyes, what the Bible is telling us, what it means to walk in the Lord. We said we're sold out. Dance till we sweat. Sold out. My mind is made up. I'm sold out. My mind is made up. And soon as somebody come out there and say, they giving us pink slip, you say, oh, Lord, what I'm going to do? Wait a minute. You've been laid off. Wait a minute. What about being sold out? Didn't God know you were going to be? You said you were sold out. Now you're left out. You got to believe that your prayers are being answered. Nobody said it was going to be a cakewalk. Huh? The angel had to fight himself. 21 days, almost a whole month. Almost a whole month he's trying to get to Daniel. Right? Now he got there. We got to know the check is in the mail, y'all. You got to know that the check is being delivered. God has already stamped the stamp of approval in your life. He's already working on your behalf. Will you believe? Remember last week I said any soldier that's separated from his regiment sometimes has to just hunker down in your foxhole and wait on reinforcements. Hunker down in your foxhole. Wait on reinforcements. You may not eat steak, may not be any more sea rations to eat. You may have to eat some grass. You may have to chew on some twigs. I can remember I used to chew my nails and chew my skin sometimes and get a little bite to eat. Sometimes you might have to do it when I was a kid, 13 of us. But you got to wait for that meal. And in my house, you had to get up early to get the T-shirt and the meal. So you got to know it's on the way. But thank God we have Jesus. Thank God we have the God of creation who has everything under his hand. You know you're going to eat.
Amen. Remember, the Lord has risen. He's seated at the right hand of God, and he's making intercession for us. Therefore, we're never alone. Praise God. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored in part by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, as well as previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love connecting with our listeners. Like and follow us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And listen, if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. Share your testimonies on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button on our website to give today. As a friendly reminder, all services are being conducted online until social distancing orders are lifted. God is with us and will bring us all through victoriously. Know that we're praying for you and trusting the Lord to protect you and keep you healthy and strong. If you're feeling alone, frustrated, or in need of encouragement, our prayer warriors are here to pray with you. Call 707-759-5244 and join us for Sunday worship services on Facebook, Zoom, and Periscope at 1 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week as Pastor Joel continues the teaching series, Prayer, Petitions, and Conditions. Until next time.